About a year and a half ago, the local band Making Movies opened for the legendary rock band Los Lobos. Making Movies had been incorporating more Latin rhythms into their Spanish and English language rock, and one Los Lobos member particularly liked what he heard. Between sets, saxophonist Steve Berlin asked Making Movies if he could produce their next recording. The Kansas City band is now releasing the result entitled A La Deriva this week. And with the encouragement of Berlin, they're aiming to develop an international audience.
Since Making Movies has spent a lot of time touring in recent years, local shows have become a rare treat for longtime local fans. A recent show at the Record Bar in Westport turned the normally rock-drenched club into a packed dance party. From under a mane of blonde dreadlocks, singer-songwriter and guitarist Enrique Chi guided the band through a maze of Latin rhythms and experimental rock sounds. Back in September of 2011, when Los Lobos first heard Making Movies from their dressing room, they immediately became fans. Lobos member Steve Berlin explained by phone from his home in Portland.
About 30 seconds in, I think we're all like, wow, what record is that? Man, that's really cool. It's like, there's no record. It was Making Movies doing their first song. I'm like, holy shit, what the hell's going on here? So as a band, we were knocked out. And then, you know, I sat there for the whole show. I was riveted. And then, you know, once they were done, we just started talking. And I said, you know, if you guys ever get an inkling to make a record, you know, call me first. So sure enough, they did. And I guess not very long after that, we were in the studio here in Portland making a record.
About 6 years ago, Panamanian-born brothers Enrique and Diego Chi and drummer Brendan Colt started a band named after a favorite Dire Straits album. A few years later, the Making Movies lineup was completed with the addition of percussionist and keyboardist Juan Carlos Charon. In March of 2012, the group traveled to Steve Berlin's hometown of Portland to make their second full-length recording. Enrique Chi says their new producer didn't try to change the band. Instead, he helped them take their own ideas to the limit.
I don't know what he had in his head, but he was definitely pushing and pulling for something. And we could sense it in the studio that he would push us to try to go farther with every idea. The best way that I could describe what he did to me as an artist and to us and the arrangements is that everything we went for, like we went fully for. Sometimes we would edit down ideas, like if we're trying to make a vocal harmony sound reminiscent of this genre of Latin singing, well, he would make sure we went all the way there. And if we're trying to make a guitar part loud and nasty, we made sure it was really loud and nasty, you know, and it would nothing, and I think those contrasts ended up creating the sound that we got for the album. Pero eres lo que quiero en este mundo, lo que me hace daño.
Berlin says he only had to encourage the band to do what they normally do because Enrique and the group seem to have a consummate understanding of how to make good sounds.
I think Enrique is a master orchestrator. I've very, 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 very rarely encountered any musician who I pretty much never had to touch his amp or his guitars. Like every song, he had completely dialed in a sound that was just breathtakingly beautiful and complex and kind of perfect. I you know, it's just, it almost never happens.
Recording with the music veteran was more than a little intimidating, and the band says they found themselves overthinking and worrying about what they were playing. But Berlin told the young musicians to turn off their brains and go with their instincts.
He would, you know, you push a talk back button in the studio, so you'd hear the talk back turn on. I can hear you thinking. and that was when we were like, we have to do it again.
I find that once musicians start like questioning their process and questioning, you know, what they're doing, then you literally, I can hear them thinking. You could literally hear the gears kind of grinding a little bit, and they're worried about the next note and the next this and the next that, and they're not just playing.
And then sometimes the first take, although it might have been rough in some kind of, you know, rough around the edges or had a little bit of flubs here and there, we were more thoughtless. Usually the ones that were really good were the ones where I didn't think they were the real thing. I felt like this is a run through, and I'm going to really start going for it. And those usually came out the best because we weren't in that kind of anxious state of mind.
The result of their 11 days in Portland is entitled A La Deriva, or Adrift. The songs are influenced by everything from Radiohead and My Morning Jacket to the Beatles and Led Zeppelin, while the rhythms draw from Latin beats like cumbia, salsa, and merengue.
I'll be your Jesus Christ or your ego trip if you come here.
The sound of making movies may move a lot of audiences to dance, but the lyrics aren't always so upbeat. A la Deriva is a concept album telling the story of a family falling apart. Its lyrics explore an abusive relationship and how that affects multiple generations. Enrique explains one song entitled Te Estaba Buscando.
Una niña crece antes de su edad. Mira cómo sueña escapar. Niña, ten cuidado.
It tells a story of a young girl that it's written from the perspective of a father, and it's telling the story of him saying, I was looking for you and I can't anymore. You know, I can't find you anymore. And, you know, kind of disconnected touch with his daughter. And it tells the story of her growing up in a, you know, not so desirable part of a town and leaving home at 14, getting pregnant, becoming a single mother, and you know, falling through the sun. Kind of a similar cycle that his family had, you know, and him feeling like unfortunately that's a cycle that doesn't seem to end. And that's the concept of the record, is that, you know, that there's these cycles that exist in our society, and I don't think that we pose an answer to the question, but it just poses the question, like, what do you do? How do you break that cycle? How do you grab a 14-year-old girl that's already gotten pregnant and has already set in those courses in her life, sometimes due to things that were out of her control when she was 2 or 3 years old, set those things in motion? What next? You know, how do you amend that?
Su forma de parar la tempestad cuando la enfrentamos. Por la conciencia que ya nunca nadie da. Se olvida la responsabilidad de ser humano. Cuando dormí bajo la luna, te está buscando. Te está buscando.
Making movies has already inspired a few spin-off projects. Juan Carlos's father, Enrique, was the drummer for The Spiders. They were a 60s, 70s garage rock band from Guadalajara, Mexico, which still has a cult following. He and the Chi brothers' father met through their sons and ended up starting their own band. That group has broken up, but both fathers are now involved with a Making Movies side project called the Making Movies Social Club. As Diego Chi explains, the Social Club is an expanded acoustic version of the band focusing on Latin folk music.
Yeah, the Making Movies Social Club is us taking the folkloric side of it and only doing that. So Enrique plays on this Puerto Rican cuatro. The percussion is all traditional. And then I play on an acoustic ukulele bass. And then our father sits in on nylon string guitar. And then Juan Carlos's father adds percussion too. And so it makes it a really fun time for all of us because it's kind of like a family band.
Making Movies has already developed a following in lots of Midwest cities, but lately they've been spending more and more time touring on the coasts. The band is also reaching out for audiences beyond the U.S. Making Movies has a couple of dates scheduled in Puerto Rico this spring, and they've already played in Mexico. Enrique also plans to promote the band on an upcoming trip back to Panama. He says that working outside the U.S. has opened up a new world for the band.
It's actually very exciting because the United States music scene is already really established, and there's established ways to go about things. But that also leads to people being kind of burnt out. Anybody in the music business is just so over the music business because they are getting hounded by everyone, you know, from every angle. But we're hopping on the phone and talking to little promoters in Puerto Rico, and the attitude is just different. They're just like, oh, we're so excited to have you, and when would you like to perform?
Now that the new record is out, Making Movies is returning to a busy touring schedule. But after working with music veteran Steve Berlin, they're hitting the road and looking at the future with a new enthusiasm.
I've been saying for a while before I met Steve, like, it's like, for better or worse, I'm a lifer. Like, I'm just going to make music till I, you know, pass away someday. But seeing him and seeing how much energy he still has for it, that fired me up. I'm ready to go do this for 30 years. You know, like, that's the way I felt. And that's going to stay with me, I think, for a long time.
Making Movies' new recording is called A La Deriva. For Casey Currents, I'm Alex Smith.
dame un beso, no debe de venir aquí. Calor y sueño, deseo ser tu dueño, comer de tu jardín. Y dice, dame un beso, estoy tan arrecho, no te vayas de mí. Oh, 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 pecho a pecho, dame.